We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
UCLA basketball still top five in the nation. This after a very weird week. We're going to get into that in just a moment. This is Josh Lewin. Thank you very much for being here. And a shout out off the top to both Guerrilla Marketing and our very good friends at the Newport Rib Company right off the top. You know, on these UCLA Game Summary podcasts, we go game to game from the past week. Well, this past week, only one game was actually played, but two were banked into the win column. Wait, what? Yeah, COVID issues with the University of Washington team, and the two programs were unable to come up with a mutually agreeable makeup date, thus forfeit awarded to UCLA. No need to travel to Seattle after all, and an extra few days to heal for Cody Riley, who still hasn't played since the first few minutes of the first game of the year. However, even though that December 5 game goes into the Pac-12 win column, it is not recognized as a win by the NCAA come tournament time. So, unless the Bruins find a willing partner to add a game between now and the end of February or so, it'll show as a 30-game schedule this year instead of 31. The one game that was played this past week was at home against Colorado, the conference opener for UCLA, before they head off to Milwaukee to play Marquette next weekend after exam week. This game went okay in front of about 8,000 fans at Pauley Pavilion. Here's what Tracy Murray and I had to say courtside this past Wednesday night when that Colorado game was over. UCLA getting to 7-1 for the year. They take care of Colorado, though the Buffaloes made it a bit of a battle in the second half. The final was 73-61. The Bruins ended up with four in double figures, Tracy Murray. Tracy Campbell at the top of the, or rather, Tiger Campbell at the top of the list. He shot it like Tracy Murray is where I was going with that. He's hitting from outside. Now, he had that one flurry that didn't go well in Vegas, right, where he had the 0-for-6 game against Bellarmine. You take that away, he's a 60% shooter from three this year. Last year, he was 25%. He was 4-of-7 from distance, 21 points overall, almost a career high. Also had a career-high 7 rebounds to go with 5 assists. He only turned it over once.
When you put in the work, you have the confidence. When you have the confidence, you can come out here on the court and execute what you need to get executed. And Tiger has stepped his level up tremendously, especially shooting the basketball. He's shooting the basketball at a high clip, 8-of-16 from the night tonight from the field, 4-of-7 from three. High clip all year long for Tiger Campbell.
You know, we're talking 8 games played here, partner. He's got 6 turnovers the entire season. This is a guy with the ball in his hand all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not in his hands as much as we're used to being in his hands, but it's in his hands at a crucial time. And he's a sure-handed guy in making decisions and not turning the ball over in crucial times.
So let's kind of walk through some of the other performances tonight. Johnny Juzang was 6 out of 15. He's capable of better, but 7 rebounds and 6 assists. He was doing a lot of the little things tonight. He was playing defense tonight. So 15 points, not 25 or something like that, but I think Mick Cronin prefers this kind of night.
Well, I'm not mad at the 6 of 15 because you got to be aggressive at some point with no Hawkins. But the 7 rebounds and the 6 assists were only one turnover and no steals. But it's the 6-to-1 turnover to assist ratio from Johnny Juzang, which is really impressive tonight in this win.
You mentioned Noah Hawkins, and for those that are just now getting to it, he only played 7 minutes, and we're used to, even in 7 minutes, him having something like 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, couple right. steals. I mean, it was straight zeros in this game. He had nothing, and then he got hurt. Now, hopefully, he's going to be fine. It looks like he's going to be fine, but he got crashed into by Jabari Walker, a hard foul. His head hit the ground first. So out of an abundance of caution, shall we say, they said the next 33 minutes, Jaime, why don't you sit it out? And I think that's certainly the smart play long term. But in a game like this against Colorado, you really missed Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Yeah, he would have made the game a lot easier on everybody else out there because of being able to take the tougher defender, being able to rebound out of his area and in traffic, and the ability to create shots for everybody else. When you have that on the floor, it's a lot easier. So now with him out, you saw Tiger Campbell step up, Juzang step up, making plays for everybody else.
So Tiger Campbell, not quite a career high, 21 points, but he ties a career high in rebounds with 7. Mentioned he hit the 4 three-pointers and also had the customary 5 assists. And with Russell Westbrook in the house, that's as close to a triple-double as you're going to see, I think, from Tiger Campbell.
Yeah, he stat stuffed all night, shot the ball extremely well, took care of it. A great night for Tiger Campbell.
And for Miles Johnson, a 12-point, 10-rebound game. He only missed one shot. Free throws are still a work in progress. We knew all that coming in, but he helped to get Evan Batty in serious foul trouble early. In the first 4 minutes of the game, Tracy, that's the best we've seen Miles Johnson play.
Well, when you have a physical player that you're going against, you have to match fire with fire. But one thing that I liked about Miles Johnson, when he caught the ball in the paint tonight, he took his time. He wasn't in a rush. When he takes his time, he can get to the place where he wants to get to inside the paint and finish.
The rest of the scoring just kind of dribbled on out there. Clark with 4, although his usual fine defense. Kyman hit a couple free throws, so he ends up with 2. Kenny Nuba, always a hard worker, ended up with 2. Peyton Watson's 3 points were all on free throws. We're still waiting to really see the best of Peyton, and I know that's coming. And David Singleton got a lot of run tonight. Only had 4 points, only had 1 rebound, but heady play, and always appreciated how he works out there.
Well, all of those guys, they contributed. You want them to continue to improve. You want them to continue to buy into what's going on and add what they're bringing to the table. All of them are going to have certain nights where they're going to play better than others, but you want them to be consistent with their effort coming off the bench.
You had no Cody Riley coming in. We knew that. You had only 7 minutes of Hawkins tonight, and matched up against the size of Colorado, that might have been a problem. But at a halftime, the 3 bigs for Colorado had 7 points to go with 7 fouls, and I think that was key because none of those guys, except for Jabari Walker, really got going.
Well, in the first half, the Bruins were really aggressive and physical. The second half, the tide turned. I thought Colorado was the more physical team and the more aggressive team, and that's why they got back into the game at some point.
Yeah, to the tune of within 4, 48-44. That got a little scary. But then the Bruins went on a quick 6-0 run when that happened. There was a Jules Bernard step-back 26-footer that splashed in a little after that. They just started making shots.
But we talked about it, the light switch thing where you got to turn it up and get some stops when they need to win basketball games. That works against Colorado with this young team, but that doesn't work against the big teams in America.
One of the stars of the game joined us after the fact. Let's let you hear from the Rutgers transfer, Miles Johnson. The Bruins with a happy final of 73-61 against Colorado. Miles Johnson taking the time to join us right now. Coming home, the Rutgers transfer, I would think, feels like he's a Bruin now. Got that first double-double in the bank. Congratulations, Miles. And how did it feel those first few minutes? Because you were the man of the match for the first 4 minutes. It felt like you gained a lot of confidence right out of the shoot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with each game, I'm just getting to know my team more and more. And, you know, today is just a little bit more meshing, a little more vibing. And came out the first half, and things were clicking early. And I'm just happy I could produce for my team when we needed it. And just an honor to be here and just happy to, you know, play for UCLA right now.
You had Evan Battey on you. Was that the plan, to get the ball to you early so you can try to get him in foul trouble?
Yeah, definitely the plan was, you know, to get their bigs in foul trouble early. You know, their two bigs are, like, their most performance players. So to get them in foul trouble early was, pretty much our scout for the game. And, you know, the first play went right to me. And fortunately, I made it, made a strong move, and got the bucket. And, you know, Evan fouled out today, so we did our job.
One stat that doesn't show right up, except for Mick Cronin and his bench charting deflections. I don't even know what your number was, but just on out-of-bounds plays, the fans dig that. I mean, when you're doing your jumping jacks and there's like an earthquake underneath everybody, you seem to take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, definitely. I have 14, and Jaime told me the record was 15, but I'm asking for a recount. I definitely think I beat him. But definitely just trying to do anything I can to get our team to get the dub, and, you know, each one of those deflections, you know, rattles the offense and just makes it harder for them to get the ball in, and me just, you know, hitting it out of bounds, I can't even get in at all. So just trying to do the most I can for our team.
Coming from Rutgers to UCLA, what was your preparation? I know that you were excited, you're coming home. What was your mindset?
Definitely was glad to be home. I got to spend more time with my family. You know, shout out to my family. They used to come out to all the way to New Jersey. I know it was cold and everything. They didn't really like it, so now they just get to drive down the 405. But just the transition, coming back home, being back in, like, an area that I'm familiar with, you know, I got to map everything. I know everything around me. It's just a great feeling. Have home cooking, get to see my dog, my family, and all that. So just, you know, wonderful feeling to be home.
Nothing against the Rack back in New Jersey. I've been to that barn. It's a great place to play. But Russell Westbrook's here tonight, right? And, you know, the Villanova game, everybody was here. You get, I don't want to say starstruck, but when they introduce Russell Westbrook, do you turn around like, oh, that's
kind of
cool? Yeah,
no, definitely. Like, it's like, oh, look who's here. But definitely the star status here is way bigger than it was in Jersey. And I remember, like, the Villanova game, I wasn't paying attention. I saw Trevor Ariza. I was like, oh. But, it is pretty miraculous to see all the celebrities that just come out to the games here. So, but, you know, L.A. lifestyle, it's all the big-time people out here.
Final one for you is, you guys now improved to 7-1. I know there's still some things that are a work in progress, right? You guys haven't hit your ceiling yet, but mm-hmm. Do you feel like with every game you're getting closer to where you really want to end up?
Yeah, definitely. Each game we work and we learn new things we need to work on and just try to get better with each game. And, you know, just one goal, our whole goal for the scouting report was end with a win. We got the win, but on to the next. We have more to focus on, more to learn. We're going to watch this film and work on all our things that we, you know, messed up on, just so we get tight for the next game.
Well, we loved it, especially in the first half. There was enough gas in the tank in the second half. Congratulations, Miles. Welcome home. It's so good to have you here.
Yep, happy to be here. Thank
nice
you.
Job, Miles.
That's the great Miles Johnson, Long Beach Poly product. Did a wonderful job tonight in every respect. And we appreciate his time. We expect Mick Cronin to come out pretty soon as well. Mick finishing up with the rest of the media. Miles with a wave to the fans here. I know gentle giant is kind of a cliche, Tracy, but that is a gentle man. That is a gentle giant.
Absolutely. You know, wonderful human being right there. I met Miles earlier this summer at a basketball clinic and got to have a few words with him and told him that I'm going to be around. And I was impressed with him then. You know, he's well-spoken and such a wonderful representative of UCLA basketball.
Well, UCLA was the first school to reach out once he hit the transfer portal. Coach Rod Foster reached out first, Mick Cronin second, said, come here and be a star, and let us help you develop in every aspect. Maybe become a stretch five, who knows? You know, we'll figure that out when you get here. And it's worked out beautifully so far. The plastic man arms, the suction cup hands, we've talked about that already. The thing, if you don't know about Miles, and a lot of Bruins fans already do, but if you don't, you know, he's in that master's program, and it's not an easy program, the engineering program, right? And this is a guy who's already done so much. Even if all he was doing was going to classes in engineering grad school, that's plenty, but he's creating his own businesses. He's helping kids. Just a tremendous ambassador for UCLA.
Absolutely. He's one of those guys, when he leaves here, if he's not playing basketball ever again, he's going to be successful.
Great stuff from a great guy, truly inspirational guy, is Miles Johnson. So now we move along to our Mick Cronin conversation, brought to you by Guerrilla Marketing. Guerrilla is a very proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics. And if you've ever wondered who creates all the cool branded signs and banners that you see flying so proudly around campus, that's who I'm talking about. That's Guerrilla Marketing. Proud UCLA alums. They've provided branded swag to alumni from Anderson School of Management, David Geffen School of Medicine, et cetera, et cetera. They outfit countless clubs around campus with t-shirts and sweatshirts and jackets and more. If you've ever wondered who prints the Brew and Blue magazine or the Rose Bowl Stadium Guide or posters or any of the stuff you see around, Guerrilla is so helpful, not only in the UCLA community right there in Westwood, but they're helping businesses all over the place, whether you have a connection to UCLA or not. We kind of prefer that you do. But you can create meaningful giveaways for your donors and sponsors and customers and supporters. Provide giveaways to anybody you want with the help of Guerrilla. They know how to do it. They know how to make it. They know how to store it. They've got 12,000 feet worth of warehouse, and they will work with you brilliantly. For everything you need to know, we invite you to go to guerrillamarketing.net, and that is your first step into the portal. You will be very happy that you're in business with these guys. All right, here we go. On to our Mick Cronin conversation post-game against Colorado. So the Bruins with a 39-23 advantage in the first half, and that gave them enough cushion after Colorado started pecking back in it in the second. 73-61 is the final. Mick Cronin just about to join us as the Bruins did have that lead shrink down to 48-44 at one point, but it never got much worse than that. And the Bruins do end up winning this game by 12. Now, last time we had Mick Cronin, we almost punctured his eardrums in Las Vegas. We'll be very careful as he gets the headphones on right now. Here is Mick Cronin, and Mick, I tell you what, if I was to say you got 0 minutes out of Cody Riley and only seven out of Jaime Jaquez and you still win this game, I'm sure you'd take it. But first of all, tell us about Jaime. Is he okay? What was the thought process?
Jaime's good. If you tell me Cody's got no points, no rebounds, Jaime's got no points, no rebounds, we win a conference game by 12, I'll take it.
Right.
That being said, our second half defense left a lot to be desired. But I would give Coach Boyle credit. I thought they kept competing. They got a winning DNA. He's done such a great job at Colorado over his time there, making that a culture of winning in their program. They just kept making adjustments. They had foul trouble, and they just kept playing. Their execution was a lot better in the second half because our defensive energy really, I thought, went down. So we got to be able to play 40 minutes of defense. As far as Jaime, I'd send Coach Lewis out with him early. I said, get out there and tell me how he looks. And Mike came over. He said he wants to play. He said he looks good. I said, what do you think? And Mike said, I don't know if he's 100% to me. So that was all I needed to hear. So when it comes with something like that, I don't have a ton of experience, but I do know that I'm semi-educated that some concussions can be serious. Mm-hmm. Now, our doctors all cleared him, but sometimes that stuff, Tracy, it could show up 2 hours later, 3 hours later. He took a pretty hard fall. So I try to treat all my players like they're my kids. Now, you might say, well, you yell at your kids like that. Yes, if they don't do what I tell them to do. Trust me. And I come from an era where you might have got hit instead of and yelled at. Mm-hmm. So, right. I try to treat them. My job is to treat Jaime like, Big Hawk and Angela would treat him when he's with me. So, let's just pray he's fine. I think he's fine, but,
Well, we all know the heart of Jaime. So,
That scares me, too, because he goes, he's going to try to lie to me and play and say
right,
he's fine.
Right. He's ready for war at all times.
Yeah, all times.
So you got.
So it's my job is to protect him.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to protect him from himself.
Yes.
Exactly. Miles Johnson, 5 or 6 from the floor, double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds.
Triple-double, 14.
Deflections?
14 deflections.
There we go. We were talking about that earlier,
UCLA
too.
UCLA triple-double.
How do you feel about his performance?
Miles is getting there. I think he's still getting used to me. Mm-hmm. I'm half out of my mind. And, my job is I came here to try to build a team that can win a championship. And I came here to get – I want players that want to play in the NBA. I'm not into average. average is not why I moved to Los Angeles. So he's getting used to that, you know, to some short guy staying on him all the time. But I would give Darren Savino and Miles the credit. You know, Darren's an elite coach and has done a tremendous job with Miles with taking his time. You see him pivoting, multiple pivots, using his fakes. That's all from Coach Savino, who should have been long gone from sitting next to me. Should have been a head coach at Cincinnati when I left, but that's another story. But I give both those guys a credit. But I told Miles, you know, we got to keep going from here. You know, you got to want it. I can't want you to be a great player. You got to want it. And that's my message to the team. We got to want to play 40 minutes. I need Tiger Campbell to play like that every night. But he's got to want that. He's got to want it. You know, that's a part of being at UCLA. You want to be able to get players. They want the NBA, man. They want titles. They believe you can win it all here. I think Miles is, you know, Trace from the coach said, you screwed yourself. Because now I know what you're capable of.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Hey, one last one for you, Mick, for me. You know, the last two games you started out ahead 14-2 and 14-4. I would hope that pleases you, right? I mean, because you're coming out with some energy and kind of planting your flag right away.
Yeah, I guess. The problem for me trying to sleep tonight is going to be our second half defense. You know, so I guess it's better to start fast and slow.
Yeah.
We proved that against Gonzaga. you know, I'm looking for 40 minutes, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is, sure, it's nice to get off to a good start, but I'd rather start, you know, I'd rather be able to finish. I think the most important thing is finishing.
Right.
You know, you guys have heard me say this one. The most irrelevant stat on the stat sheet is the halftime score.
Yeah. Right. For real.
You know, when you hear a guy start a story that says we were winning at half, it doesn't end well.
Yeah, watch out from that point.
Well, the team that won gives you the final score.
Well, this season is not even a quarter of the way over, if you do the math, if you want as many games as possible. You got 8 in the bank. I know you want to play mid-30s to late 30s in terms of number. And you're 7-1, so congratulations, 73-61. Appreciate your time, Mick. Way to go.
Appreciate all the fans for fighting the traffic and finding parking coming out tonight.
It's like you know what they're thinking.
That's right. I appreciate it. Trust me, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks again to Mick, presented by our good friends at Guerrilla Marketing. UCLA 7-1 at this point, and again, a forfeit win credited for December 5th in the non-game that was not played against Washington. No game, but we do have an interview we think you'll like a lot with the smooth operator, Mr. Jules Bernard, who has ties to the Pacific Northwest. Oregon, not so, or I should say it is Oregon, not so much Washington, but that counts as the Pacific Northwest. Jules this year, averaging a little more than 14 points a game. He's at around 5 rebounds a game. The assist numbers are up. Everything is up for Jules Bernard. He's at 2.5 assists per game right now. Earlier in his UCLA career, if you go year by year, 0.6, 0.6, 1.6. Now it is 2.6. The three-point percentages have improved the last 3 years. Everything about his game seems much better. We're going to go one-on-one with him, thanks to the Newport Rib Company, where John Ursini is the man. If you want to throw a great tailgate without doing all the cooking, Newport Rib Company has got you covered. Right at the Rose Bowl, you've seen them all over. You know how to pre-order the whole meal when you're at the Rose Bowl. They help you out. They load it up, bring it to you. But now we're past football. You got to start thinking about what you're doing around your neighborhood for, say, a Christmas party, something like that. You can be a real big hit, be a hero, by bringing in Newport Rib Company. And, of course, they're Bruins owned and operated. So go to ribcompany.com or call John or Laura direct at 949-631-2110. You, too, can eat like a champion. Newport Rib Company, Bruins owned and operated for over 35 years. They have a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. All right, let's get into the meat of the interview now with Jules Bernard. Jules Bernard is joining us right now, and Bruin fans obviously have seen this guy grow on the basketball court a lot. Do you feel like you've grown off the basketball court, too? Is it one of those things where, like, you look back and, man, I was a freshman and I acted like this, but now I know better?
Yeah. I mean, I got to UCLA just, you know, I was young and having a lot of fun and, you know, living with my – one thing that did change is I lived with – you know, obviously my teammates, but I finally live on my own this year. So
hey, congratulations! You know, all right,
finally taking care of myself,
left
and stuff
the nest.
Like that. Yeah. So
is Singleton like lonely now, or what's going on?
Oh no, you know, Singleton. He has his roommates. You know, Kenny, Mac. So you know they keep him entertained and stuff like that, bother him a little bit.
what do they miss with you not being there? What was uniquely yours, whether it's an Xbox or whatever? I mean, what did you take out of there, a couch?
No. All right, there's two things. Okay. One, you know, obviously the Wi-Fi and all utilities were in my name, so I had to take the Wi-Fi box. And second of all, I would say one thing that they'd miss was my cleaning. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I'm a very, very clean roommate, so I'd clean the bathroom, the kitchen, all that. So
they got to hire out now that yeah, you're gone.
That's what I'm saying.
So when you go and you live, and it's cool to live on your own a little bit now yeah. too. When you're having your quiet time and it's not studying, we'll get back to that in a second. But what is your chill space? Are you listening to music? Are you watching Netflix? What are you doing?
Yeah, I like to relax and just like stretch. With some music on.
Right, give me the music. What kind of music?
It depends. You know, we can go smooth with some Sade or Aretha Franklin or nice. You know, things like that. Or we can, you know, amp it up. You know, we'll play some Young Dolph. RIP. You know, passed away recently, but my favorite artist. Yeah, just playing music and stretching, and then sometimes I like to dance by myself. So.
Yeah. There have been many people who have done this, yeah. and very few admit to it, but
sure.
I got to go back and ask you, did you happen to catch the Aretha Franklin movie? Have you seen that yet?
I have not yet, and I want to see it. I just, you know, I'm so caught up in the show on Netflix, Criminal Minds. I used to watch it when I was young.
Okay.
And there's so many episodes and seasons, so I just watch that. It's just like a go-to for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because Netflix will open up so many rabbit holes. You're like, one show, it will recommend another yeah. one to you. So is that the genre that you're into? Do you like that kind of crime? Or you watch other stuff besides crime and drama?
I think I'm, you know, I really like suspenseful type of things. So it can go different ways. You can go sci-fi, horror, okay. you know, crime, you know, genre. So anything that's suspenseful and sort of gets my heart beating.
So sports in general is pretty suspenseful. Do you find yourself watch an NBA game just because that's the greatest reality programming there is, mm-hmm. right? You don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
Are you other college or NBA? Are you watching football or what kind of sports?
Yeah, I watch, you know, I obviously watch NBA games. I keep up with college games, but more so like highlights, you know, full highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I like college football a little more than NFL. So I'll, you know, keep up with some college football games, but it's mostly just watching NBA games.
Did you have, were you a Lakers guy growing up?
Oh, yeah. Big Lakers fan. That's just the household I grew up in. And big Kobe fan. I actually remember watching his 81-point game when I was younger. I didn't realize at the time how, like, monumental that was.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously I saw my dad going crazy and stuff like that. But, like, now that I realize, like, I witnessed that live, you know, it's something to always remember.
Tell me about mom and dad a little bit. What have you learned from them? And when you watch and see who they are and what they stand for, what can you tell us?
You know, I just some things I can take from them is just hard work and you know, sacrificing for the better. You know, my parents, you know, they sacrificed a lot for me to be where I am now. And just that sort of, you know, resilience and drive every day to, you know, make a better life for myself and my brother and sister. You know, that's something I appreciate now, and hopefully, you know, one day later on, you know, I could implement myself as a parent.
What do you think your brother and sister are going to end up doing down the line?
I don't know. You know, I'd say our parents taught us to be very open-minded, and, you know, just naturally, I feel like we're very talented people. So, you know, my brother, he plays basketball up in Oregon, and, you know, for a college, and my sister, she's a senior in high school at Windward High School. She plays volleyball. She's a beast, but she's also a great model as well. So, you know, a lot of avenues.
And back to your mom real quick, for those that don't know, she gets to kind of press the flesh with some celebrities. I mean, yeah. It's a very L.A. thing. Tell people about her backstory.
Yeah, my mom, well, she started off in Oregon, you know, just trying to find what she wanted to do, and she found makeup is something that she loves. She's a great artist, just artistically driven. You know, she can draw, everything like that. So naturally, she found a passion in makeup, and she came to LA, you know, where the opportunities were bigger, and you know, just through relationships, she found her way into like the TV and film industry. And And now she works on shows like Shark Tank and works for movies. You know, some of her clients are like Forrest Whitaker and Paula Abdul and things like that. So it's pretty cool, you know, what she does.
Do you badger her like, Mom, who'd you meet today?
Sometimes, you know, and then obviously through Instagram I see, you know, who she works with. And, you know, I'll ask her like, how are they? Or, you know, one thing I remember is she did a Nike commercial with NBA players Kobe, LeBron, Chris Paul.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it was pretty cool, you know, having her opinion on how they are,
yeah,
you know, outside of basketball. So,
well, what's cool is how this is all about to come full circle, because now, real soon, the people she works with are going to be like, you know Jules Bernard?
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty cool,
yeah,
someday
for sure.
Soon.
For
right
sure.
On. Hey, thank you, Jules, for all
no
your
problem.
Time.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
You got it. Thanks so much to Jules, always so expressive. He's become, among other things, a terrific on-ball defender, which Mick Cronin, of course, just loves. That bull in a china shop thing is long gone. It used to be his assist-to-turnover ratio was a disaster, close to 1-2 as opposed to 2-1. He's just all-around excellent right now. Spot-up shooter, pick-and-roll maestro, really, truly does it all. And the fact that he's left-handed is fun. I think of Shabazz Muhammad all the way back. Gail Goodrich, for you old-timers, who was actually a USC fan growing up, his dad having lettered there. But we don't need to get into that. Hey, real quick, the Wooden Athletic Fund supports the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom, competition, and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month and invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to woodenathleticfund.com. Next Bruins home game we want to mention to you, Wednesday, December 17th, against the Hornets of Alabama State. As of now, the Bruins have some gaudy stats to scare the visitors. A Hornets' nest may actually be Pauley Pavilion, where the Bruins have won 17 of 18. And as of now, we're looking at a KenPom adjusted offensive efficiency that is 7th in the nation, a defensive efficiency that is 20th in the nation. They got the 16th best rebounding rate. They're 14th in fewest turnovers per possession. The numbers bear it out. There's a lot of rosy things to report, especially a 7-1 record that now includes a phantom win against the Washington Huskies. On to Marquette. That'll be an 11:30 a.m. Pacific time tip on Saturday, December 11. Until then, this is Josh Lewin. Thanks so much for listening. Fours up, and go Bruins.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.